Hello and welcome back to yet another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined by my side as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Today we're doing a really kind of unique set of trivia, one that the lad and I don't know if we are necessarily the foremost opinions on this idea. Today we're going to be featuring all trivia questions about the theme of fashion. Would you say either of us are very fashionable?
No.
I mean, you've got some pretty cool items. You've got your waffle swim shorts. Those are pretty cool. I don't know. I don't know if I own any cool clothing.
I own my draft jacket.
Yeah, you have a great like starter style draft jacket. I've got a lot of cool jerseys, but that's about it. And I think they're cool, but anybody else from not Wisconsin might not think they're cool.
If you go to Chicago wearing one of those, you'll get
booed. I will get
no,
booed.
No, you won't get booed. You'll get in like one of the things where they hold your head and the arms and they throw tomatoes at you.
In the stocks?
Yeah, you'll get yourself stuffed in a stock.
In the town square of Chicago?
Yes, and then they'll throw Giordano deep dish pizza slices at you.
I'll catch them in my mouth. It'll be fine. All right. For those of you that might be new to the podcast or are just joining us again for another episode, we just wanted to give a quick overview. We've got three rounds of trivia coming at you, five questions each, and each round, the trivia questions will get a little more difficult. This first round of questions are the easiest questions. We call this round
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. Question number one of fashion trivia. What shoe brand is famous for its swoosh logo?
Nike.
Nike is correct. We've had Nike come up twice. I think we did Nike in Greek mythology.
Yes.
Trivia. Yeah, so that's kind of come up a couple times. Did you know that the swoosh was designed by a college student and only cost the company $35? How much do you think the swoosh is worth now?
$2 million.
It's got to be. I would think add a B to that. Not two.
$2 million.
Not
billion?
Two mabillion.
Two MB?
Bamillion. No, it is. I would say it's worth a lot of money. Question two. The minions in Despicable Me are all famous for wearing these blue outfits.
Suspenders. Well, jean suspenders.
Jean suspenders. I like where your head's at. We're going to give it to you. You're like 85% correct. There's a word for the jean suspenders outfit. That is called overalls. Yes, overalls. Have you ever heard that before?
Yeah, but overalls can be anything.
Nope.
Not just blue.
Well, yes, different colors, but they're blue. The overalls, the concept of a pair of pants that have a back and a front held up by suspenders. Those are overalls. Question number three. What is the name of the wizard who wears round black glasses right underneath a lightning bolt scar?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter is correct. Yeah, those glasses kind of became iconic. In real world fashion, a lot of kids started wearing them. They're very similar to like the glasses like John Lennon wore from the Beatles. But yeah, they're kind of old school. But yeah, those round glasses became kind of popular when Harry Potter did. Would you say you ever wanted to wear those round glasses?
No.
No?
You're a baby, Harry. Instead of you're a wizard, Harry.
You're a baby. Question four. Cinderella, the Disney princess, is known for her slipper made of what material?
Glass.
Glass is correct. Very good. So when they remade the movie in 2015, Swarovski crystals made a real glass slipper for the filming of that movie. So like when they filmed it, she actually used a real glass slipper.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that kind of cool? Do you think she could walk on it?
No.
I wonder, do you think you could take a step? I mean, I think glass, if it's in the right shape and stuff, can be quite supportive. I don't know. We'd have to take a look. I've never actually seen. Have you seen the newer Cinderella movie?
No.
No, neither did I. We'll have to watch it. Question 5. Blue jeans are made from this type of fabric.
Denim.
Denim is correct. Fantastic. Lad is off to a fantastic start. You know that jeans were invented in 1873, and like their whole point was for the gold miners to wear them, and they wore them because they were really tough. Like they could withstand being like up on stone and all kinds of like kneeling and things like that. Pretty neat.
And now they're used for the complete opposite reason. Like they're literally making jeans with holes in them.
That is true. You are right. And rather than mine for gold in our jeans, we spend our gold on jeans.
We spend the gold we find on jeans.
That is true. Question number 6. What do you call shoes with wheels on the bottom that were banned? Oh, wait. Hold on. Before we ask that question, we've now entered a new round. I have to bring that back. And that's going to do it for the
Trivia Tots.
Thank you. Trivia Tots round.
Brain fart 34.
You and I take turns having brain farts. Yes, that's the Trivia Tots round. Lad is 5 for 5. Just totally tearing it apart. He's doing awesome. But now the questions are about to get more difficult. So the next 5. Get a little more difficult. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question 6. Right back to 6. What do you call shoes with wheels on the bottom that were banned in many schools and public places?
Heelys.
Heelys is correct. Yeah. Heelys were a really big craze in like the early 2000s, and like schools would ban them because they had nice big long flat hard floors and kids love to Heely down the floors. Have you ever seen Heelys in person?
Yes.
Yeah.
My friend has them.
They look kind of fun. I don't know. I would try them, but I feel like I would just fall on my face.
I want to get moonwalk shoes.
What are those?
It's basically rollerblades, but they have like It's like not the big bulky wheels. It's just like Heely wheels, but there's like 10 of them on the bottom.
Okay.
So when you walk, you're basically at a running pace of a normal person.
So like they're really low to the ground. You're not really big wheels. Okay, that makes sense. That would be why they would call it moonwalk. And then
you can moonwalk.
Yeah, that makes sense. We'll have to look those up.
They're like hundreds of dollars though. Like $100. If you get them on like Amazon.
Well, we'll have to. I'm interested now. I got to look this up.
I'm sure those are banned too.
Yeah, you'd probably get asked to not wear those to school. Question 7. Who is famous for his easy to spot red and white striped shirt and cap in books and puzzles?
Waldo.
Waldo is correct. We are, of course, referring to the Where's Waldo books. His stripes. Actually, you know that his stripes were designed to stand out in all of the really busy illustrations?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's like the whole purpose of them is so they kind of jump out at you. But
they make them really small, or they hide them halfway, or that kind of thing. So it's kind of cool. I love those books when I was growing up. I still do.
And you always, when I read those at bedtime, you're like, those aren't real books.
I mean, they're not like reading. They're not reading. They're finding. They're finding books.
So?
Yeah. That's all right. Sometimes you got to have fun finding books. Question 8. Indiana Jones is famous for carrying a whip and this other fashion accessory that he nearly loses in almost every movie.
His hat.
His hat is correct. Do you know what kind of hat it is?
A fedora?
Yeah, very good. Yes, his fedora. Harrison Ford. Do you know that Harrison Ford kept his fedora as like a souvenir from filming the movie?
Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Yep, he loses it almost loses it in nearly every movie and manages to just make it out with his hat. Question 9. What do you call a type of purse that you wear around your waist?
A fanny pack.
A fanny pack is correct. We'd also accept a belt bag. Sometimes they're being called belt bags now, but yeah, fanny packs were big when I was a kid back in the 80s, and they made a really big comeback. And now people are kind of like wearing the fanny packs like over their shoulders. It's like they call them cross bodies. That's kind of weird, but yeah.
We used to have fanny packs to store like pencils.
Oh, yeah, sure.
In kindergarten.
Absolutely. Question 10. What color was the iconic leather jacket that Michael Jackson made famous in the video for his song Thriller?
Red.
A red leather jacket is correct.
He also used it in Beat It, right?
He did. I think so. I think you're right. I don't want to like 100% say for certain. I'm not positive, but I think you are right. It kind of became his look. He would do the red leather jacket with like his gold or with his silver glove.
And then the black slip-on shoes.
Yep. Yeah, the loafers with the secret hooks so he could lean.
Yeah.
All right. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tot round. Ladies and gentlemen, the lad is 10 for 10. Oh, boy. I shouldn't say anything. I should just stop saying it when that happens.
Don't.
I'm jinxing it. But he's doing a fantastic job. But now, folks, the real challenge begins. So I need you to get your hip waders on, double knot your shoes, pull up your socks, put on some galoshes underneath your hip waders. Wear one of those big yellow hats with the brim that goes all the way around and kind of looks like a rubber ducky.
Get your sombrero on.
Yeah, whatever you got to do to keep yourself out of the elements, because things are about to get real difficult here. These questions are the hardest questions we can find about fashion trivia. We call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question number 11.
/ the Streak Enders.
In the movie Mean Girls, Regina George and her posse are known for wearing what color on Wednesdays?
Green.
Has the lad ever seen Mean Girls?
No.
He has not seen Mean Girls. It's a little too old for him as of right now.
I don't even want to watch
it. And so it's unfortunate he got this one wrong. It's close.
Yeah, you said, I had to say it.
I did. I had to say it. Unfortunately, there's a really famous quote from Mean Girls that is, on Wednesdays, we wear pink. Yes, pink. Not quite green.
I was going to say that.
Were you? That's all right. You can't win them all, man. You did great so far. Keep it up. Here we go. Question 12. What's the name of the high fashion event at New York's Metropolitan Museum where celebrities wear wild outfits each year?
The gala? Something?
You're like 90% there. The blank gala.
The famous gala.
Think about it. It's at the New York Metropolitan Museum.
The Metropolitan Gala?
Oh, I'll take it. You know what? We're going to take it. We're going to give it to him. The kid needs a win. The Metro Gala? It is the Met Gala. The Met. So whenever people talk about the Metropolitan Museum in New York, they call it the Met.
Or the Met.
Yeah. Not the New York Mets, no.
But that's what it...
They are the Metropolitans, yes. That's what Mets is short for. But yep, it's fashion's biggest night and raises a ton of money for the Costume Institute. Question 13. Which ancient civilization made sandals with gold straps for royalty?
The Aztecs.
Really, you kind of have like two guesses here. And the Aztecs is unfortunately incorrect. The answer we're looking for are the ancient Egyptians. Egyptians. So the pharaoh's sandals were decorated to show power and wealth. So they actually made the straps with gold, which is pretty wild stuff.
And then the citizens just wore brown ones.
Yeah. Or none at all sometimes, I think. Question 14. Which modern singer launched her own fashion line called Fenty?
Beyonce.
Beyonce is so close. I think these questions are pretty tough at the end. You're doing great. It's not Beyonce. The answer we're looking for is Rihanna. Rihanna.
Fenty?
Yep, Fenty.
Why does that, how does that make sense?
I don't know. Can't really tell you.
Just a random weird name.
I guess so. All right, and we're going to round off fashion trivia here with our final question. Question number 15. In Back to the Future Part 2, Marty McFly wore a self-lacing pair of shoes. What brand were those shoes?
This brand probably doesn't exist. So I don't know.
Take a guess.
Moonflyers.
Moonflyers. We should start a shoe company called Moonflyers. I like that idea. Unfortunately, that's incorrect because it's made up. The answer is Nike.
That's not made up.
Nike. But Moonflyers? Did you make that up or is that the brand name of those shoes?
No, like I thought you said like the shoes he wore was made up.
No. No, the ones you made. I said you'd made up that name. Yeah, those Nike made self-lacing shoes for the movie, and they actually ended up coming up with the real version of those in real life, which is kind of cool. They're really expensive, hard to come by shoes.
Yeah, they cost like $15 million.
Yeah, the Nike Air Mag. But yeah. Well, the lad gave it his biggest effort and did a fantastic job on an area that he isn't necessarily that well-versed in. So good job, lad. Really proud of you. If you enjoyed this trivia and want to help us out as a podcast, give us a 5-star review, leave a comment on whatever app you are listening on. Those reviews and comments help us find other trivia-loving families just like you. Also, you can find us over on social media at Facebook and on Instagram and our handle is at @DadLadTrivia. Send us a message. We'd be happy to hear from all of the fans out there. If you have a question or maybe have an idea for a theme for trivia, we would love to hear that. So send us those messages through your parents and however you need to do that. All right, lad. What are your thoughts? The final thoughts on fashion trivia.
I had no idea what I was talking about.
You got a lot of them. I tried to make sure that there was some like pop culture stuff in there about fashion, but yeah, you did a really good job. As always, folks, we want to say thank you for tuning in each and every week for these trivia podcasts. We would not do this without your support, and thank you so much. We hope you had a great time with this and have a great rest of your week. We'll see you later.
Alligators.